thing that rocks.
All right, good morning. Very clown-esque start to the show.
Yeah, two in a row here.
Really, really feeling goofy and wacky.
Speaking of Bozo, you remember his assistant, the other clown?
No, I'll be honest. I outside of like just knowing who Bozo is, I've never seen the show. I've never seen the Bozo show. So
yeah, his assistant's even a little more drunk and scary looking.
Do you remember what his assistant's name was?
I don't. I really don't.
But would I be Bozo in this scenario, and would you be my drunk, creepy assistant? Is that how this works?
I don't want to be that guy. That's for sure. That guy's a little scruffy. You could tell. It's a prop.
Rough.
He had some issues going on.
He had some vodka in that seltzer bottle that he used instead of seltzer. That's right.
Top shelf either.
We're talking Dark Guys vodka. That's what we're talking about. Kind of doesn't even have a label on it. It just says vodka. Brian said it was Cookie the Clown. Is that it?
It might have been.
Cookie?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Anyway, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Cops in Titusville, Florida.
Cops
filmed on location. We're out on patrol around 2 a.m. last Thursday when they spotted a fairly large fire in the middle of the road. Okay. The flames were 4 feet high, and the fire was right in front of a guy's house, so they figured he had something to do with it.
Must have done a burnout in my CRV.
Put a little bleach on the street and get those tires smoking. They figured that the fire that was in front of this guy's house had something to do with the guy, especially because he was out drinking on his porch and holding a sword for some reason. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
So, again, let's just paint this picture. 2 a.m.
Might be that guy, the guy that's on his porch drunk, yielding a sword for some reason.
2 a.m. in Florida, huge fire out in the road, and a guy drunk on his porch with a sword. That's the picture we're painting right now. Well, the guy's name is Scott Taylor. He's 37, and according to cops, he kept drinking as they talked to him and started chugging from a half gallon of Captain Morgan. Maybe he wanted to be Captain Morgan because Captain Morgan does carry a sword, right?
Yes. You and the captain can make it happen, right?
You drink enough Captain Morgan, you turn into a pirate. Well, he eventually agreed to drop the sword and also a knife that was in his waistband. All right, this guy is a pirate. All right, he is a pirate.
He had his waistband.
He had a sash on with that knife stuck in it.
Did he come off of his porch by putting a knife in a sail
And shimmying down, just yeah.
Hey.
Why does your porch have a plank? This is weird. here's the thing. When they were talking to him, he couldn't explain why he started the fire or he was too drunk to remember. Well, it turned out he had been cited for illegal burns 5 other times in the past 6 months. So this time they arrested him. Once they got him to jail, he intentionally broke a sprinkler and flooded his holding cell. He's now facing charges for reckless burning of lands and felony criminal mischief. Busy day for Scott. Oh, my God.
Yeah, busy day, man.
Oh,
guy just
my
seems
God.
Like he just caused some problems. We need to put that guy away.
Dude, his mugshot. You got to see this. I'm going to send this to you right now.
Let me guess. I haven't seen this yet. He's got long hair. He's probably got a beard and this wide eye look on his face.
Here, I just sent you the link on Facebook.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. It's
yeah. This is the type of guy you don't want to be neighbors with. Right?
No, Jesus, dude. Yeah, he's got that look going on. You know, it's like, hey, the camera's right here. You know, you can't really look at it. It's always off.
The fact, I'm so surprised he doesn't have someone's hand on his chin to hold his head up, all right? He's right there.
Dude, the guy needs to be in a psych ward, I think. I think he's got... He's got a problem.
That's t-shirt worthy. Yeah, the problem is he's chugging Captain Morgan out of the bottle, man.
Yeah, that probably gives you that look, doesn't it?
Look, I'm all for having a beer, all right, having some cocktails. I'm all for swinging a sword around. That's some good time. Hell, I'm all for burning stuff, okay? But when you're doing all three things together, all right, you're not in the right state of mind, okay?
Is it a samurai sword or is it just kind of a regular
sword? It doesn't say. I'm hoping it was like, you know, an old, like, Viking sword, you know? That's kind of, you know, something like you'd see at the Knights of the Round Table, but, you know.
I almost bought a samurai sword the other day.
Yeah, it was one of those pool noodle swords you can buy at Five and Below.
foam sword.
All right, sir. But just put the foam sword down, okay? Put the bottle of Captain Morgan down, please. Anyway, well, yeah, this guy's going to be in jail for a little bit, but let's be honest, he probably needs it. So, scurvy. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.